Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Beyond did not make these rankings. Podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crush Gadlin, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Winner the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRPodcastNetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents 3-on-3s. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I am here with three of the best. Let's start with Kendra. Kendra, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm sleepy. Yeah.
It is now 2. Mom.
I didn't get my nap. So.
A nap. Sometimes a good nap is. Oh, I love a good nap though.
All right, Amanda.
Hello. Glad to be here. Finally getting to do this. Should be fun.
And Shanna.
Hello, everybody. Super excited. I cannot wait to see what you guys pick and see if we agree.
Well, we'll do this. So we're going to do, in Women History Month, we're going to do 104 women-led movies. Here's how this goes. The highest seed will all play the low seed. There'll be a bye in the fourth round and a quarterfinals. There's a play-in. I'll just play-in soon. This is a new role. Did Marsha Rowe have a movie? I'm not sure.
No, they might have. I'm just so salty about yesterday, you know.
Is that a clearly Canadian, Amanda?
It absolutely is.
Nice.
New role for this one as well for the 3-on-3s now. That did for the last one. If you have a matchup that you don't like, you can give it to me, and I can pick for you. Okay, instead of me doing that, I can do it for you, but I can only do it once. So if somebody choose me, the person can't. No, sorry, I can do it more than once, but once per matchup. So if Kendra says give it to me, I can't take Amanda's pick. I can't pick Tatiana's pick. Okay. The highest seed all play low seed, and like always, I did not make these rankings. These rankings come from a website that Kendra gave me. That wasn't that good, actually, down the truth. But then it's another website. The website just gave me, it wasn't women's led movies. It was just movies that women was in. so anyway, but then I re-ranked them from the Rotten Tomatoes score. So, ladies, are you ready?
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. So, I'm going to do it this way. Kendra first. At least four, what are the best? What is the best movie? The Happy Time Murders, 2018. Enough, 2002. Practical Magic, 1988. Or Mahogany, 1975.
Happy Time Murders.
Okay. Amanda, pick one.
Enough.
Shanna, pick one.
Enough.
All right, so Enough and Happy Time Murders are will go through.
That's with J-Lo, right?
Yeah. Yep. With her Bronx hair.
it's actually,
I figured you were going to pick Practical Magic.
I thought he said 1988, so I thought it was a different one.
1998.
Oh. I think I'm still going to go Enough.
Actually, Enough is my favorite J-Lo movie. Yeah. Even over Selena. It really is. All right.
It's a really good movie.
It's a good movie.
Very intense.
Yes.
All right.
As a domestic abuse survivor, Chef's Kiss, that is what every woman wishes they had the ability or, the wherewithal to be able to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's puppet sex. And puppet jizz. So.
Hey, baby, what's the rotten cotton? That's the best line. That's the best line ever.
I have never seen Happy Time Murders.
It's fucking funny.
You would love it. Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm going to watch it tonight.
If anybody on this podcast right now, episode right now, will love it, you will fucking love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
That rotten cotton line is the best line in cinema history. God is truth. All right. All right. Let's get into the bracket. Kendra, you're first. Number one.
Alrighty.
Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, 2023. Versus 100, Baby Mama, 2008.
Are You There, God? Can't believe the people voted.
Amanda.
Yeah.
And Shanna, for dexterity purposes?
I'm going with Hello, Margaret, it's God.
All right. So, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Oh, we'll play, play Happy Time.
What's up, God?
Amanda, number two, Alien, 1979. Verse number 99, Ocean's 8, 2018.
Alien.
Shanna?
I'm going to go Ocean's.
All right, Kendra, tiebreaker.
Alien.
All right. And Alien will play Enough in the next round. Ooh. Shanna, you're first. Number three, Widows, 2018. Or number 98, Poetic Justice, 1993.
I absolutely loved Widows. Loved it. So that's my vote.
Kendra?
Poetic Justice.
Amanda's tiebreaker.
I haven't seen Widows, so I'm going to go with Poetic Justice. I love that movie.
Poetic Justice moves on.
Everyone's against me.
Or maybe.
Kendra, yes. Number four, Cinderella, 1950. Versus number 97, Resident Evil, 2002.
Cinderella.
Amanda.
Cinderella.
Shanna.
Mila can get it. I'm going Resident Evil.
Cinderella moves on and we'll play Poetic Justice.
I think you're against us. On over here.
Amanda, number five, The Wizard of Oz, 1939. Verse number 96, New Mutants, 2020.
What was the second one?
New Mutants, 2020.
Wizard of Oz.
Shanna.
Wizard of Oz.
Kendra.
I've never seen it, but I know New Mutants wasn't great, so I'm going to go Wizard of Oz.
You haven't seen The Wizard of Oz?
I only know it from pop culture and the Muppet Babies version.
Wow.
That's all you really need.
The Wizard's better. All right, Amanda, so you. Number six, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, 1937.
On Shanna.
No, it's on you.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Number six, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, 1937. Or number 95, Sweet Home Alabama, 2002.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, I know I did. Shannon's on you.
Sweet Home Alabama. You took a baby in a bar?
Kendra.
Yeah, Sweet Home. I hate Snow White.
Damn.
It gave me an unrealistic sense of security on how wildlife animals would treat me.
Yeah,
I saw a tweet that was like, Snow White's better woman than me. I would have fucked all seven of those. I saw that this morning. I was like, oh my lord.
I got bit by a dwarf once.
Oh my lord.
I've got a scar. I'll show it to you guys sometime. I was in a shopping mall.
Okay. Well, Sweet Home Alabama. God. We'll play The Wizard of Oz in the next round. All right, this is gonna be an interesting one. All right. Shannon, number seven, Gravity, 2013. Or number 94, Divergent, 2014.
Oh man. I'm gonna have, there's nothing that scares me as much as like oceans and seawater than space. So I'm going gravity.
All right, Kendra.
Gravity versus
Divergent.
Gravity. That movie is scary.
And Amanda.
I would have gone with Divergent, but it doesn't matter. Okay. I love Shailene Woodley.
Kendra. Number eight, 16 Candles, 1984. Verse number 93, Miss Congeniality, 2000.
What?
You're playing with
I've
our
never
emotions.
Seen Miss Congeniality, yes. So I'm going to go 16 Candles.
Amanda.
Kendra, I think you would like Miss Congeniality.
I'm sure I would.
This is really tough, but I got to go with one of the most iconic lines ever. Can't believe this. They fucking forgot my birthday.
All right. So 16 candles for Amanda. Shannon?
I'm going to go with a sweep. I'm going 16 candles.
All right.
It hasn't aged well, though.
No.
But
especially poor Long Duk Dong.
Well, that, and he put his passed out girlfriend in a car with a stranger. And
a whole stranger?
Yeah. After they cut off her hair.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Amanda, number nine, Juno, 2007. Number 92, The Woman King, 2022.
Ooh. I feel like The Woman King has better acting, but I love Juno, so I'm not going to vote against it. So, Juno.
I like The Woman King has better actress, but now I don't think about it, but better acting. Juno has underrated acting wise.
No, I guess I just mean like overall like aesthetic and performance. I don't know, but yeah, Juno.
Shannon?
I'm not going to lie. I got really, really drunk and started watching The Woman King, and I thought I was watching a remake of Wakanda Forever. I was very confused. But I'm going to go with Woman King. I like that one.
All right, Kendra, you get the tiebreaker.
Juno.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. Along the line. All right, Shanna, number 10, Changeling, 2008. Or number 91, She's the Man, 2006.
The Changeling's with Angelina Jolie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where she gets the wrong kid back after it was abducted.
That movie's so terrifying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was the other one?
She's the Man, 2006.
I think after watching that Nickelodeon documentary, I'm gonna have to give it to Amanda Bynes to be able to pull off that kind of movie with all that shit going on.
All right, so yeah. She's the Man. Kendra.
I love She's the Man. I think it's such a good movie. I'm gonna go with that one. Channing Tatum's such a himbo. I love him.
And Amanda.
I would have gone with Changeling because that movie scared the shit out of me.
All right. Well, She's the Man. We'll play Gravity in the next round. Kendra. Number 11, Beauty and the Beast, 1991. Verse number 90, Jennifer's Body, 2009.
Beauty and the Beast.
Amanda.
Jennifer's Body.
Shannon, Jennifer's Body or Beauty and the Beast? You're the tiebreaker.
I kind of feel like I could be associated to being similar to either of them. So I think I'm going to go with Beauty and the Beast.
That's cool. I just love Jennifer's Body, and people don't give it any credit, so I always like to mention it.
All right, Amanda, number 12, good Wonder Woman. Yeah. Number 12, Wonder Woman, 2017. Or number 89, Twilight, 2008.
Wonder Woman.
Shanna.
This is the body of a killer, Bella. Definitely not that one. I'm going to go with Wonder Woman. I love that one.
Better hold on, Spider Monkey.
I may have hit the vape a little too hard.
The first Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I was like, I
not
can't
think of it. Not huge merch Pedro.
My God. Listen, Wonder Woman is one of the top, I keep saying Wonder Woman, the first one, is one of the best superhero movies of all time. That is chef's kiss. Sorry about Pedro, but 1984 was fucking horrible. That shit was bad.
I'm so looking forward to that movie.
Oh, it was so bad. Awesome.
Wasting Kristen Wiig, Pedro, money.
Oh, God, so bad. Shannon, number 13, Hidden Figures, 2016. Or number 88, The Princess Diaries, 2001.
I think I'm going to go Princess Diaries.
Kendra.
Princess Diaries.
Princess Diaries moves on, but Amanda.
Hidden Figures.
Yeah. Damn, my Hidden Figures shouldn't be on. Yeah, anyway, but Princess Diaries will play 16 candles in the next round.
All right. They tried to make me go to, like, they sent, like, in honors, they sent the black girls and the Mexican girls to some STEM thing in eighth grade. And I was like, this is so dumb. So much fun. I hate math so much. I'm mad I'm going to miss school for that.
All right, Kendra. Number 14, Matilda, 1996. Versus number 87, Selena, 1997.
Oh. Matilda. Amanda. Maybe the more scene.
Selena.
Shannon, get the tiebreaker.
I can't break either of their hearts. So, Dre, you're going to have to do it.
Oh, Matilda moves on. Listen, I'm sorry. Sorry. I love Matilda. Matilda's the... And I'm not saying I love Selena either.
That's a child-led movie, not a woman-led movie.
But she was... So we're saying...
Miss that Honey...
I'm kind of looking like Mrs. Trunchbull right now.
Yeah.
The...
All right, Amanda, number 15, Precious, 2009. Versus number 86, Girl Interrupted, 1999.
God.
Girl Interrupted.
Shanna.
Ah. What was the first one?
Precious.
Shit. I think I'm going to have to go with Precious.
Kendra, you're the tiebreaker.
Precious.
You think you've grown?
That frying pan scene is hard to watch.
That whole movie is.
When she stole that bucket of chicken and ran for it, I'm like, run!
All right, Shanna, number 16, Little Women, 1994. Or number 85, G.I. Jane, 1997.
Little Women. That's the one with Winona Ryder in it, right? Mm-hmm. Or Saoirse Ronan? Okay, yeah. I'm going Little
Kendra.
Women.
Kendra?
Little Women.
Little Women moves on, but Amanda.
Little Women.
My fiance loved that movie.
Remake they did was really good too.
Mm. I didn't see it. I love the original.
I love Saoirse Ronan. She's amazing.
That's how I know. I'm always call her Swarovski Crystal. I don't know how to say her name. I'm like, oh, it's a good season for Swarovski Crystal. How do you say it?
Saoirse.
Okay.
But it's spelled like S-O-I-R-A-E, whatever.
I used to think it was Sorcy, but I was like, Sorcy. But yeah, I watched an interview where she pronounced a bunch of different Irish names and she pronounced hers.
All right. Kendra, number 17, Girls Trip, 2017. Verse number 84, Maleficent, 2014.
The only good thing she's ever done, Girls Trip.
Amanda.
Maleficent.
Shannon, tiebreaker.
I love me some Maleficent.
All right, Maleficent moves on.
I mean, she really like threw an entire tantrum because she didn't get invited to somebody's christening. Like, you know, a whole tantrum.
Well, Maleficent will play Juno in the next round. Amanda, number 18, Bottoms, 2023. Question number 83, Pocahontas, 1995.
I haven't seen it, but I'm gonna go with Bottoms. Pocahontas is my favorite.
Shanna.
I am definitely going Bottoms.
All right, Kendra, what are you picking?
Bottoms.
Yeah, I already knew that.
Watch it. It's so good.
I do love that Vanessa Williams song though, The Colors of the Wind.
Do you ever fire soundtrack.
The moon with me a sandwich.
Shanna, number 19, A League of Their Own, 1992. Or number 82, Save the Last Dance, 2001.
Like, iconic. I don't even remember the plot.
I'm going to have to go Save the Last Dance.
Okay. She's like this.
Like, girl.
What happens if Snooki played the wrong song and they had coordinated that entire dance to that like, one song. Like, what would have happened?
Oh, no.
As cool as
she would have had to do this to something else.
She pays him $20 just to keep playing that song.
I am the tiger. I'm in the baseball. I do like
baseball. A league of their own? Yeah. Okay. But Mandy, get a tiebreaker.
Yeah, a league of their own.
All right.
Powerhouse full of women.
Kendra.
Number
20, Little Mermaid, 1989.
Yep.
Versus number 81, Death Becomes Her, 1992.
Little Mermaid, it's my favorite Disney movie.
Amanda.
I love both of these movies, and I love Little Mermaid, but Death Becomes Her, again, just a powerhouse cast of women.
So
I'm going to go with Death Becomes Her.
All right, Shannon, you get the tiebreaker. And before you go, Voices of Misery podcast says yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo.
So when I tell you that I was 40 years old for my 40th birthday, my best friend and I got really drunk and painted penis art while watching The Little Mermaid.
Goes with it.
Yeah, I mean, it trends. So I'm going to have to go with Little Mermaid.
All
right. So love good. You, Kelly.
Penis art
movie. Another Sebastian, best vocalist of Disney, just brings it. That guy was on fire.
I randomly break out in Part of Your World all the time.
This is Larry's legit favorite toy.
Aw, he knows. He's a stan.
I had one of those in the Disney store.
He's got, oh, hang on just a secchi. I found his other one.
Aw. He bought it for two.
All right, Amanda, number 21, Frozen, 2013.
Oh, God.
Versus number 80, For a Good Time Call, 2012.
Is that one of you guys?
That is my March Met downstairs. But
okay, sorry. Sorry, I'm home alone, and when I hear noises. I'm with Frozen. I think people hate it too much because it was so overplayed. And so but it was actually a cute movie, and I don't know the other one.
All right, Shanna.
For a Good Time Call, 1-900-MMM-HMMM. I'm calling For a Good Time Call.
Kendra.
I hate Frozen, but I don't know the other one, so I'm going to go Frozen 2.
It's basically these two women that are complete enemies decide to start up a phone sex line to make money.
I was like, Frozen? Like, I know Frozen. That's
not the plot, or else I watch it.
I don't like Frozen because it makes no sense. The rock trolls. She's gone 5 seconds. They froze the town for like 5 seconds, and Anna's like, oh my God, we're going to find her. I don't like Anna. I don't like Elsa. She's too dramatic. I just don't like that movie.
Okay.
And Olaf was like sold as like Michael Cera and Juno. You're like, he's gonna be everywhere. 5 minutes of the movie, like,
right?
I was like, where's the cool thing?
I have a Frozen Christmas ornament though. It's a glass ball and it's filled with fake snow, and it says some people are worth melting for. Because it's such a sweet line.
That I have so many sexual endos with that right there. My brain went really sexual with that. All right, Shannon, number 22, Million Dollar Baby, 2004, versus number 79, The Craft, 1996.
Definitely The Craft. I mean, the fact that Hillary, not Swank. Duff,
Swank. Yeah.
Swank. Bites off her own tongue, like. No thanks.
Okay, Kendra.
Spoiler alert.
The Craft.
And Amanda.
Yeah, The Craft.
All right,
can be a little 90s goth girly and not want The Craft.
Classic.
Right.
We are the weirdos, mister.
The Craft will play Beauty and the Beast in the next round. Kendra, number 23, Coraline, 2009. Version number 78, The Silence of the Lambs, 1991.
No!
I've not seen either. I know. So I'd probably go with Coraline. That's probably what I would like more.
I agree with that, but I can't believe you've never seen either of these movies.
My mom would have Silence on, but it's something I was like, I'm going to play with my Barbies and just kind of listen, like not pay attention. So.
All right. So Kendra picked Coraline. Amanda?
Coraline is right up your alley, I will tell you. But I'm going with Silence of the Lambs. I can't vote against that.
Shanna.
Yet.
I loathe Coraline. I can't stand it. So I'm going Silence.
All right. Silence of the Lambs will play Wonder Woman in the next round.
The other mother almost made my top five worst female villains.
Which that, will be I've known who that is. She's scary.
Yeah. All right. Amanda, number 24, Bridesmaids, 2011. Verse number 77, Waiting to Exhale, 1995.
No, come on, no.
Might as well be Matilda and Celine.
This isn't fair. Damn it. I am going to go with Waiting to Exhale because I've loved it forever.
Shanna.
I cannot believe Bridesmaids is 13 years old.
Oh, that's wow.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to go with Bridesmaids because it still makes me laugh as much today as it did 13 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Kendra, tiebreaker.
Is there a hungry bear in here?
My mom's friend took me to see Waiting to Exhale when it came out. And what year was that?
95.
Yeah. I was 8. But I'm going to go with Bridesmaids because Annie Walker's my spirit animal. A loser? I love
Megan's
her.
Mine.
Struggle.
It's coming in like hot lava.
I'm going to go back to that restroom and not rest.
All right, Shanna. Number 25, Truth About Cats and Dogs, 1996. Verse number 76, Carrie, 1976.
I'm going to have to go Truth About Cats and Dogs.
What?
Kendra.
Carrie.
No!
Yes, Carrie. Are you insane?
And Carrie.
Talk about throwing a tantrum.
Carrie will play Matilda in the next round.
They're the same movie. They are.
All right, Kendra. Mm-hmm. Number 26, Sleeping Beauty, 1959. Versus number 75, Foxy Brown, 1974.
Foxy Brown, because I actually don't like any princess movie before The Little Mermaid. So, Foxy Brown.
Okay. Amanda.
We had to have Bridesmaids up against Waiting to Exhale in the first round, and now we got this.
Foxy Brown. Foxy Brown moves on, but Shanna, what would you pick?
I mean, basically the whole premise of Sleeping Beauty is just a bitch who took a long nap. Like, they all just nap all the time.
And got kissed without her consent.
Yeah. It's a little icky. I'm going to go to Foxy Brown.
All right. Isn't that like just Snow White? She was sleeping too. Disney was like, do it again. Do it again. This time, no little people, though. Fairies.
Your magic man will save her
fairies
life.
And dwarves.
Mm-hmm. Foxy Brown will play Precious in the next round. Jesus Christ. Amanda. I'm glad Amanda get this one. Amanda, uh-oh. Number 27, Heathers, 1988. You like Heathers, right?
Yeah.
You love Heathers. You said it one time? You love,
yes. Why? What is it up against? Mean Girls?
No. Number 74, okay. Pretty Woman, 1990.
Heathers.
And Amanda says Heathers. Shanna, Heathers
are
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Kendra.
That work is work.
I don't want to.
You can give it to me.
From whatever birthday it was, 2014, I had everyone pick a teen movie to dress as, and I did Heathers. But at 5, I wanted to be Vivian and be a hooker. I didn't know what that was, but... Oh,
at 5, I wanted to be.
Yeah, I would walk up and down the street from my house to the babysitters in my little cowboy boots and bathing suit, and just be like, "Yep, walking like Vivian," because she had those big boots. Didn't know what her job was. She just got paid to like be a friend
and eat strawberries.
Yeah, like I was like, "Oh, that's cool. I gotta go, Pretty Woman."
No,
it's been in my life long. That was
pretty. Pretty Woman moves on.
And Sleeping Beauty.
Kendra, I'll make you feel a little better about that story because I did something similar. After I saw Purple Rain, I would put on my mom's heels and pantyhose and like walk around, like, and I'd wear a blanket as a cape Because absolutely always had the capes.
They were icons, sexual icons.
All right. Well, Pretty Woman will play Little Woman in the next round. All right. Shanna, number 28, the Titanic, 1997. Versus number 73, Bring It On, 2000.
Bring It On.
It's already been brought.
Kendra, Titanic, Bring It On.
I love Titanic. I think that would be so beautiful.
I'm cute. I'm popular.
But the song that he gives her on that mixtape, oh, that's such a banger. But yeah, Titanic.
Amanda, your tiebreaker.
Damn it.
You can't give it to me.
Oh, I know what you'll pick.
What?
I said, Burr, it's cold in here. There must be some toros in the atmosphere. I know you don't take a white girl about that shit. I'm going to go with Bring It On.
Bring It On moves on. And Bring It On will play Bottoms in the next round. Kendra, it's on you. Number 29, The Legend of Billie Jean, 1985.
Oh, not about the tennis player, everyone.
It's not?
No, when Harvey picked it, we all thought it was about the tennis player. And then like, this is not about
the tennis player. It's Helen Slater.
Nope. The Legend of Billie Jean versus number 72, Lucy, 2014.
You know what?
We need to exhale.
Me pick. I'm picking Lucy.
Okay.
Lucy's a very underrated movie. So listen, I love Lucy. I thought it was better than the counterpart. The counterpart was they took the pill, you know, everything. I forgot what it's called.
Limitless.
It's
Limitless. Limitless is a weird movie.
Lucy and Limitless are basically the same premise, basically the same damn movie. God, that's true. But I think that Lucy was the better movie. So I'm picking Lucy. Amanda,
I'll pick Lucy. I haven't seen either of these movies.
All right, Lucy moves on. But Shanna,
what was not Lucy?
Not tennis movie.
The Legend of Billie Jean, 100%. I love that movie. Well, the Pat Benatar soundtrack, dude.
All right. Well, Lucy moves on, and we'll play A League of Their Own in the next round. Ooh. Amanda, number 30, Jackie Brown, 1997. Versus number 71, The Babysitter's Club, 1995.
Jackie Brown.
Shanna.
I've never seen Jackie Brown.
I've never seen The Babysitter's Club.
Well, you wouldn't because you hate the director.
Oh, that makes sense. Then I'm not going to go with that.
It's so good, though.
I'm going to go Babysitter's Club.
Amanda, you said Babysitter's Club as well?
No, I said Jackie Brown.
Oh, okay. Kendra, you tiebreaker. And Harvey says Legend of Billie Jean is amazing.
It is.
They just lost, though. It's just rubbing in Harvey's face. All right. Jackie Brown.
I voted for it, Harv. I tried.
In our house, Jackie Brown is like a queen, a goddess. I gotta go Jackie Brown.
All right. Jackie Brown moves on.
I almost wore my husband's Jackie Brown sweater. I got him, but I didn't want to sweat in it. I just did laundry.
And Harvey says, thanks, Dre. You're welcome, buddy. I promise. And Shannon, the reason why you probably named it because Quentin Tarantino's director.
Yeah, when you said I didn't like the director, I was like, it's either Tim Burton or Tarantino, and either way, I don't.
Oh, care. You don't like Burton either?
No.
Oh, he was hot in the '80s.
All of his characters that he has like look like crackheads.
Yeah, they're all like Beetlejuice.
No.
Are
you insane?
No, I've
never. That's fine not to like. That's not fun.
The only one I will watch is Edward.
It's fine not to like Nightmare.
I've never made it through Nightmare Before Christmas. I fell asleep like all 17 times my daughter tried to watch it.
What's this? Edward? I'm revoking your friendship card.
You have to see Beetlejuice is so good.
I've seen Beetlejuice. It just kind of weirds me out.
Well, it's supposed to be weird.
Yeah, I mean, they're dead.
You're all dead. Right. It's a little late to be neurotic.
All right, Shanna. Number 31, Lilo and Stitch. 2002. Version number 70, Frida, 2002.
Oh, I'm going Lilo and Stitch. I like to dress my dog up as Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch. She punches that girl in like the first 5 minutes of the movie. So good.
Like Kendra's spirit animal.
Yeah. Lilo. Amanda? Yeah, Lilo and Stitch.
All right, Kendra, number 32, Pride and Prejudice, 2005. Or number 69, The Heat, 2013.
The Heat.
Amanda?
The Heat.
Shanna?
Pride and Prejudice.
The Heat moves on.
Pride and Prejudice, I just don't like movies that are like those like time period pieces.
Yeah.
But you like Little Women?
No, I just voted for it. I don't think I've seen the other one. Okay.
The Heat will play Little Women in the next round.
I thought Pretty Woman was playing Little Women.
It is. And next round. I said that he will play Little Mermaid in the next round.
Oh, Little Mermaid. I'm sorry. I thought you said Little Women. I was like, my bad.
All right. Amanda, number 33, Now and Then, 1995. Version number 68, Charlie's Angels, 2000.
Now and Then.
Shanna.
Now and Then.
All right, and Kendra.
Now and Then.
So who's the star now and then?
It's got young girls and then older girls. You've got
Christina Ricci,
the Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, that's cast. Moore.
So No.
Michelle. What's her name? Melanie Griffith.
I'm
thinking of sliding doors, and that's when she has that's what she had two different lives and shit.
Yeah.
It was interesting for the first time.
I like Sliding Doors.
I did too. Wasn't it the premise of it, like what would have happened had she caught the train and what would have happened had she missed it? Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
It's really good. All right. Shanna, number 34, Mulan, 1998. Oh, so good. Versus number 67, Set It Off, 1996.
Oh. No, come on.
I think I'm going to have to go with Set It Off.
Kendra.
I love Mulan. Eddie Murphy, one of his best roles.
So Kendra says Mulan. Amanda, tiebreaker.
Dishonored you. Dishonored you.
Yes. this sucks, but I am going to go with Mulan.
All right, Mulan moves on. However, though, I will say this. Out of all things Eddie has done, he is a fantastic voice actor.
Yeah.
You cannot say that he is not. With the dragon, Mushu and a donkey. All right. Amanda, number 35, Thelma and Louise, 1991. Version number 66, Fried Green Tomatoes, 1991.
I'm older and I have better insurance.
I felt that line in my bones.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Fried Green Tomatoes. Damn, that was tough.
Shanna.
I think I'm going to have to go with Thelma and Louise.
Kendra, you're the tiebreaker.
Thelma and Louise.
Ooh. Brad Pitt, first movie.
When I watched it as a young child, I was like,
and all the feelings.
Yeah.
I like
sexuality confirmed.
Yeah. All right, Shanna, number 36, Whip It, 2009. Or number 65, Legally Blonde, 2001.
Legally Blonde.
Kendra.
Legally Blonde.
I thought for a second you said Legally Blind. I'm like, is that a different one?
That's the Helen Keller one. She's an American hero.
Oh my god, Amanda, just for dexterity purposes. Jesus god. Christ.
Women's history.
Oh god.
Yes, Legally Blonde, but damn it, I didn't want Whippet to be out already.
Oh my goodness. Legally Blonde will play Frozen the next round. Kendra. Oh god. goodness. All right. I've got Shannon. No, Kendra, Jesus Christ. All right. Number 37, Kill Bill, Volume 1, 2003. Version number 64, The Color Purple, 1985. It's not going to get harder.
I love Kill Bill. I've actually not sat there the whole time, but the pieces I saw when my husband's watching, I'm like, that is really cool. One day I will watch the whole thing.
Kill Bill has the vote to Amanda.
Kill Bill is more rewatchable, but The Color Purple is probably the better movie. I'm going to make Shannon do it. I'm going to go with Color Purple.
The Color Purple moves on because she hates Kill Bill. And all right, but so Shannon, I'm sorry to do it. I'm sorry to mansplain it for you, but you can say it. Go ahead.
I'm going to vote against Quentin Tarantino. So yeah. Whatever that may be will be my vote.
So, yellow.
Yeah.
Is that the one that had the pussy wagon truck?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That's
charming. The Color Purple will play Bridesmaids in the next round. However, I will say this though. Kill Bill has my second favorite fight scene of all time, literally.
Which one?
The very, very ending. The very, very the her versus the Asian
Lucy Liu.
Never Lucy Liu.
All of them, like in the
all of them, yeah. Just pure fake blood and syrup everywhere. That shit is great. Mm-hmm. She is wonderful.
Yeah,
I used the one with Uma and what is her name?
Vivica Fox in the house.
That's my favorite.
So cool.
I mean, if Vivica Fox was really an assassin, she would hit that gunshot at the end. She did not.
She's hot. I'll let it slide.
Amanda, number 38, Bend It Like Beckham, 2002. Verse number 63, V for Vendetta, 2005.
V for Vendetta.
Shanna.
V for Vendetta.
Kendra.
I'm a Bend It Like Beckham, girl. Oh, Keira Knightley was so adorable in that. Oh my God.
So V for Vendetta moves on and we'll play Jackie Brown. Shanna, number 39, Black Swan, 2010. Verse number 62, Pretty in Pink, 1986.
Fuck this shit. Sorry.
I think I'm going to have to go with Black Swan.
All right, Kendra.
I've never seen Black Swan. I actually just heard what it was the other day, and I was like, this movie is okay. All right. Pretty in Pink.
Amanda,
I'm sad the spoiler was ruined because I wouldn't have seen it coming. But...
Oh, yeah, I didn't. Black Swan for the music.
All right, so Black Swan moves on. All right,
I was going to give it the vote for the Mila Kunis wipe in her mouth.
Yeah.
Kendra.
She knew what she was doing.
Okay, Shannon.
My internet goes off and on sometimes.
No, that's it. Kendra, here. Okay. Number 40, Easy A, 2010. Mm-hmm. Verse number 61, The Devil Wears Prada, 2006.
No.
I've only seen Easy A, but I think The Devil Wears Prada is more iconic in pop culture.
How have you not seen The Devil Wears Prada?
Just never watched it.
So your answer is
Devil Wears Prada.
Amanda.
Easy A.
Shanna, you get the tiebreaker.
I'm going Devil Wears Prada.
All right.
Easy A should not be out already.
And I like The Office when Michael is watching The Devil Wears Prada.
The Devil Wears Prada will play Lilo and Stitch in the next round.
That's all.
Amanda, it's on you. Number 41, Aaron Brockovich, 2000. Verse number 60, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, 2002.
I'm going to go with Aaron Brockovich, but My Big Fat Greek Wedding has one of my favorite quotes of all time. The man may be the head of the house, but the woman is the neck, and she can make the head turn any way she wants it to.
Which is true. Shanna.
They're called boobs, Ed. I'm going Aaron Brockovich.
So Mandy said Aaron Brockovich. Shanna said Aaron Brockovich. Kendra.
I love that. You know, just sitting at home on a weekend at your parents' TBS movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
I've never seen it.
It's so, really? It's just, it's like a surprise. It's just fun. It's just a fun rom-com.
I might have to give it a watch.
I need to watch the other two.
And then, the fourth one come out?
The third one just came out. They actually go to Greece?
Mm-hmm. All right, Shanna. Number 42, The Princess and the Frog, 2009. Versus number 59, The Help, 2011.
I'm going to go with The Help.
Kendra.
The Frog one.
All right. Amanda.
I know it's like a white savior movie or whatever, but I just fucking love The Help. That shit pie. Oh my God. That's everything.
If you can make racist people eat shit pie, you got my vote. So The Help will play Now and Then in the next round. Kendra, you're first. Number 43, Love and Basketball, 2006. Versus number 58, Terms of Endearment, 1983.
Love and Basketball.
Amanda.
I love Love and Basketball, but I don't really consider that a female-led movie. I feel like it's really 50-50.
All right.
And I'm going to go with Terms of Endearment. I love that movie.
Shanna, you're the tiebreaker.
Terms of Endearment is the first movie that ever made me cry, so I have to give it to Terms of
Endearment. Me too.
It's all just right. It's like, fuck that movie.
All right. Terms of Endearment will play Mulan in the next round. Amanda.
Yep.
Number 44, The Hunger Games, 2012. Versus number 57, Birds of Prey, 2020.
Oh, this one's easy.
The Hunger Games. I liked Birds of Prey. I thought it was fun.
Harvey said no for Love and Basketball.
Sorry, Harv.
So, Hunger Games for Amanda. Shanna.
I'm going Hunger Games.
Hunger Games will move on, but Kendra.
Yeah, Hunger Games. Birds, like Margot, perfect. All those other women, take an acting class. Journey Smollett's Black Canary, that scene where I believe she's having a breakdown in a bathroom, I could not believe this is like somebody who'd been acting since she was a child. I was like, is this her first time? And then she turns around and does like amazing acting on Lovecraft Country. I was like, how did you film this so close together? You were so awful. But Margot Robbie, perfect. Just put her in it.
And the soundtrack is amazing.
And visually, it's
beautiful. Yeah.
All right. Shanna, number 45, Emma, 1996. Versus number 56, Black Widow, 2021.
Black Widow.
Kendra.
I'm going to go Black Widow.
Amanda.
Oh, I already gone with Emma. I didn't think Black Widow was very good.
I actually thought it was pretty okay.
I liked it a lot.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
It just, I don't know.
However, though, Black Widow will play Thelma and Louise in the next round.
But I, unlike Kendra, love period pieces, and Emma is a really cute movie.
Amanda, number 46, Alice in Wonderland, 1951. First number 55, Captain Marvel, 2019.
Captain Marvel.
Shanna.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, move on, but Kendra.
Alice, I did not like Captain Marvel at all. I just didn't. I'm like, good soundtrack.
Shanna, number 47, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, 2022. Versus number 54, Mystic Pizza, 1988.
Oh. I think I'm going to have to. Oh, shit. Wakanda Forever.
Kendra.
That one.
Wakanda Forever moves on, but Amanda, what would you pick?
Mystic Pizza. And Wakanda Forever is fantastic. Mystic Pizza is so good.
I went to see Wakanda Forever with my fiance, my son, and CJ.
Nice.
And I'm the only person not crying in the beginning. Everybody cried.
Because when they UFO abducted the coffin, I was like, I can't with this. And that was just took me out of the sadness.
You're like, I can't take it serious.
I mean, sad up until that point. But I didn't.
All right, Kendra, number 48, Mean Girls, 2004. Versus number 53, Brave, 2012.
Mean Girls. Oh, to cop it all.
Amanda.
She was funny.
This is so fetch.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Shanna.
Mean Girls.
All right. Amanda, number 49, Pitch Perfect, 2012. Look, look at the movie, right?
Yeah.
You do? Like, love that movie?
Yes, why?
Because number 52, Clueless, 1995.
Oh, mother.
This ain't hard.
Not, it's hard for me.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
It better be.
Sad little
movie. Nothing says women-led movies like a sloppy, disinterested hand.
It's like, let me go back to watching TV.
All right, man.
Oh, no.
Pitch Perfect, Clueless.
I'm going to go with Pitch Perfect.
All right, Shanna.
I'm going to go Clueless.
Well, Kendra, I know what you're picking, but say
yeah.
It.
Clueless. Yeah, I don't like Pitch Perfect.
What?
I don't like that Anna Kendrick. If you her memoir was the worst thing. Her, she's like, I'm just like so weird. And it was like so weird that I'm so queer, quirky and weird. And I was like, you have nothing interesting to say. Please write something.
I told you guys, she looks like a human version of a pigeon.
Oh my god.
I would have to Google. And I don't like the whole, oh, she wears plaid. She must be different. Was the plot.
Have you seen A Simple Favor?
Simple
Favor. With Blake Lively and her?
No, but is it like a thriller type?
Yeah.
Type? I do want to see that.
It's very good.
Because I heard there's like a crazy twist or something.
Yeah.
Right. And I've avoided all twists of that movie.
Well, Clueless will play Aaron Brockovich in the next round. So
also, is Henry Golding in that?
Yes.
Then yes. So that's
yeah, I was on my list. That's all I needed to know.
Say no all more.
Right. All right, Shannon, you get the very last, for your first and very last matchup in the first round. Number 50, Monster, 2023. Versus number 51, Steel Magnolias, 1989.
Mm. I think I'm gonna go. Can I phone a friend?
Yeah, me.
Go for it, Dre. I can't pick.
So, Amanda and I had this conversation already about Steel Magnolias. It's a fucking sad movie. That it almost got me. It almost got me a good crying. Howard the Monster is Jesus fucking Christ. This is a crazy movie. I have to go Monster here. Okay. So for Shannon, I'm going Monster. Kendra.
Monster.
Ooh, Monster moves on, but Amanda.
Steel Magnolias.
I couldn't go wrong with either one. I'm not mad at either one of those going on. Yeah. But Monster is
Monster is amazing. I'm not mad at it. So I have a funny story about Steel Magnolias. So obviously you guys know, but I'm type 1 diabetic. And so I got diagnosed in high school. And like maybe 2 weeks after we got out of the hospital, we went to Blockbuster. Me and my best friend and our boyfriends were like thinking, trying to figure out what kind of movie to get. And we're just looking around. And my best friend looks at me and goes, let's rent Steel Magnolias. And I was like, are you fucking insane? I don't want to watch that movie right now. Maybe never again.
Shit.
I was like, read the room.
We're going round two, but I'm going to give you some movies that did not make the bracket from the list that they had. So, Underworld, Give Me Shelter, Tammy, What's Your Number, Sucker Punch, Mad Money, Sleeping with the Enemy, Thunder Force, Lara Croft Tomb Raider, The Invincible, Baggage Claim, The Invisible Man, View from the Top, Vampire Academy, Elektra, Catwoman, and Supergirl. Those movies did not make it.
You know what movie I was surprised was not on there? It's one of my favorite female-led movies is Salt with Angelina Jolie, where she plays the spy. I don't know why, but that is one of those movies I can just watch over and over. I love it.
George loves that movie.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot more. Just that the list that they gave me, I just didn't
drink it. I wish Sleeping with the Enemy had been in there. I love that
movie. Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. So let's go around to Amanda. You ready?
Yep.
Are you there? God, it's Margaret versus the Happy Time Murders.
I'm going with Judy Blume.
So are you there?
Are you there, God? I'm just trying to say the whole thing. Are you there, God?
Are you there, God? Yeah. Shanna.
Margaret.
All right. But Kendra.
Yeah, that one. So good. She should have gotten nominated for. But yeah, so many other movies.
I think that on Rotten Tomatoes. I think Rotten Tomatoes. This is the only movie that got 100% on this
list. That's so good. Rachel McAdams. She deserved more.
Has to tell the daughter why she doesn't have a relationship with her parents. Oh my God, I cried so hard.
Shannon, not to show what they just said, but definitely watch Happy Time Murders. I definitely want to see what you think about it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it when we get done.
All right. Shannon, Alien or Enough?
Enough.
Kendra?
Alien.
Amanda, tiebreaker?
Enough.
Enough moves on, and we'll play Are You There, God? Is Margaret. It's me, Margaret. Kendra? Cinderella or Poet of Justice?
Poetic Justice.
Amanda?
Poetic Justice.
Shanna?
Poetic Justice.
All right. Poetic Justice, clean sweep.
Something is fucking wrong with my computer.
Amanda, The Wizard of Oz or Sweet Home Alabama?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Shanna?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama. Shanna, Gravity or She's the Man?
Gravity.
Kendra?
She's the Man.
Amanda, tiebreaker?
Gravity.
And Gravity moves on, and we'll play Poetic Justice in the next round.
In space, no one can hear you scream. I know that's Alien, but
Kendra. 16 Candles or The Princess Diaries?
16 Candles.
Amanda?
16 Candles.
And Shanna?
16 Candles.
And 16 Candles will play Sweet Home Alabama in the next round. Amanda, Juno or Maleficent?
Juno.
Shanna?
Juno.
And Kendra?
Juno.
All right.
I like to say Jumbug.
So cute. Shanna, Beauty and the Beast or The Craft?
The Craft.
Kendra.
This is where I go Beauty and the Beast because it's just phenomenal. I mean, that was all hand drawn. Yes.
All right. Amanda, top right.
This one sucks, but I am going to go Beauty and the Beast.
All right. Beauty and the Beast moves on.
The soundtrack.
Celine. Oh, yeah. People.
Yes.
That's right. Why Disney's not as good today. They ain't bringing in people to do this. They ain't even doing soundtracks. They're just like, the song at the end, the credits.
Kendra, Wonder Woman or The Silence of the Lambs?
I really like Wonder Woman. I really like that first one.
Amanda.
Wonder Woman.
Ooh. Jenna.
Wonder Woman.
Oh shit! Look at y'all, go, girl power! All right, Amanda.
Yeah. Good movie.
Matilda or Carrie?
Carrie.
Shanna.
Matilda.
Well, you guys suck.
Matilda.
Matilda moves on.
Carrie's childhood. Before she was in high school.
Shanna. Shanna, Precious or Foxy Brown?
Precious.
Kendra.
Precious.
So Shanna, you said Precious, right?
Yes.
And Kendra said Precious. Amanda.
Foxy Cleopatra. Foxy.
All right, Foxy Precious moves on.
Foxy Precious.
Kendra, Little Woman or Pretty Woman?
Pretty Woman.
Amanda.
That Pretty Woman.
And Shanna?
The Sweet Pretty Woman.
All right, and Pretty Woman will play Juno in the next round. Amanda, Bottoms or Bring It On?
Bring It On.
Shanna?
Bring It On.
All right, and Kendra?
Bottoms.
And Bring It On will play Beauty and the Beast in the next round. Ooh. Shanna, A League of Their Own or Lucy?
A League of Their Own.
Kendra?
League of Their Own.
Amanda?
Yep.
Kendra, Little Mermaid or The Heat?
Little Mermaid.
Amanda?
Little Mermaid.
Shanna?
Darling, it's better down where it's wetter.
Little Mermaid. Yeah, it is.
You're damn right. Amanda, Frozen or Legally Blonde?
Legally Blonde.
Shanna?
Give me the blondes.
What, like it's hard?
Yeah, let's hope.
Kendra.
Legally Blonde.
And Legally Blonde will play Wonder Woman in the next round.
I heard Legally Blind that time too.
Shanna, Bridesmaids or The Color Purple?
Bridesmaids.
Kendra.
Bridesmaids.
And Amanda.
Bridesmaids.
All right, Bridesmaids moves on.
What is she?
She's really popular.
She's like, a stove? Are you an appliance? You're a flight attendant.
Amanda, speaking of flight attendants, Jackie Brown versus V for Vendetta.
Jackie Brown.
Shanna.
Vendetta.
Kendra.
Jackie.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. Can't go wrong either, though.
Yeah.
Shanna. Lilo and Stitch or The Devil Wears Prada?
Lilo and Stitch.
Kendra?
Lilo and Stitch.
Amanda?
The Devil Wears Nada.
Nada.
I mean Prada.
Kendra, Now and Then or The Help?
Now and Then.
Amanda?
Now and Then.
Shanna?
Now and Then.
All right.
Epic soundtrack too. Oh.
Sugar, and Devin Sawa, oh. Original crush from that age.
Yeah. Oh, honey, honey. Bam, bam,
bam, bam. Okay. Amanda, Mulan or Terms of Endearment?
Shit. This is for my mom, Terms of Endearment.
Shanna.
Like her favorite movie.
Mulan.
Kendra.
Mulan.
Mulan moves on. Shanna, Thelma and Louise or Black Widow?
I think I'm going to go Thelma and Louise.
Kendra.
Thelma and Louise.
Amanda.
Yep.
All right. Kendra. Black Swan or Captain Marvel?
The Black Swan. I know I don't like that one. Like, I know I don't like that.
Amanda.
Black Swan.
And Shanna.
I think I'm going to go Captain Marvel.
Black Swan moves on.
Really? Over Mila Kunis going down on Natalie Portman? And then wiping her mouth off?
The sound of
that. That was a little much.
All right. Amanda, you like Erin Brockovich, right?
Yeah.
Love it?
Yeah.
Is it better than Clueless?
Yeah, probably, but I'm going to go with Clueless.
All right, Shannon, Clueless or Erin Brockovich?
I'm going... I think I'm going to go Erin Brockovich.
Tiebreaker, Kendra?
Clueless.
I was going to say, is it a question?
Yeah. The fashion, the vernacular, everything about it.
At least I didn't skin a collie to make my backpack.
Well, Clueless. Clueless will play Matilda in the next round. Mm. All right. Shanna, The Hunger Games or Monster?
Monster.
Kendra.
The Hunger Games.
Mended tiebreaker.
The Hunger Games.
All right, Hunger Games moves on. And I'm pretty sure this is the last matchup. Yep, the last matchup, Kendra. in this round. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, or Mean Girls?
Mean Girls.
Amanda.
Mean Girls.
Shannon.
Wakanda.
Yeah, me too. All right, so Mean Girl will play Precious, which means that the Hunger Games, the Hunger Games will play League of Their Own. Black Swan will play The Little Mermaid. Thelma and Louise will play Bridesmaids. Mulan will play Jackie Brown. And Now and Then will play Lilo and Stitch. All right, so.
Y'all are breaking hard on that one, aren't you?
Round three. the highest seeded movie will automatically goes on to the quarterfinals. Shannon, speaking of you, are you ready?
Yep.
Are You There, God? Is Margaret. It's Me, Margaret, or Enough?
Enough.
Kendra.
God. Amanda. I always choose God over everybody.
God, Margaret, me.
Okay. So which means that Are You There, God? Is Me, Margaret, will go on to the bye and to the quarterfinals. Kendra, Gravity or Poetic Justice?
Gravity.
Amanda.
Poetic Justice.
Shannon, tiebreaker.
Gravity.
Gravity moves on.
Isn't that a John Mayer song? Gravity.
Stay the hell away from me.
He only has one song that I like. It's the
Your Body is a Wonder.
No. God, no.
I do like.
What the hell is that song called?
It's where it's like, I want to run through the home from my high school.
No.
I like the one where he's like, brothers become sisters, puppies become
puppies.
Whatever. He just keeps saying things. You're like, yeah, that's wild.
I do like when they sing Your Body is a Wonderland on The Office. No, it's not called Love is a Battlefield, but it's just like Love is a Battlefield. What is that song called?
Oh, see, I'm not sure.
All right, I'll figure it out.
Heartbreak Warfare?
Yes, Heartbreak Warfare. Thank you.
Okay.
Such a good song. I don't like him. But.
Okay. All right, Amanda, 16 Candles or Sweet Home Alabama?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Shannon?
Sweet Home Alabama.
And Kendra?
I do like Sweet Home Alabama.
All right, Sweet Home Alabama will play Gravity. Shannon.
My head down.
Don't know any other words.
Shannon, Juno or Pretty Woman?
Pretty Woman.
Kendra?
Pretty Woman.
Amanda?
Y'all are insane. Juno.
I'll put Juno as well, but it is what it is. Kendra, Beauty and the Beast or Bring It On?
Beauty and the Beast.
Kendra? Amanda, sorry.
Angela Lansbury.
Okay, so yeah. Beauty and the Beast. Shannon?
I'm going to have to give a vote to Bring It On just because I can't let it go out without any.
And Beauty and the Beast will play Pretty Woman in the next round.
Ari Ben Broughton. Oh, what are you going to pick there, Kendra?
I know.
Amanda.
It's like your two sides of childhood are
fine. Yeah, my hooker and my bookworm.
You're a bookworm.
Okay, well, Amanda. Amanda, Wonder Woman or Legally Blonde?
Legally Blonde.
Shannon.
One of my first loves.
What was the second choice?
Wonder Woman or Legally Blonde?
Wonder Woman.
Kendra, you are the tiebreaker.
Wonder Woman's really good, but it's like Legally Blonde. Because then it's like, how come you couldn't act that good in the next one and Justice League? Like, why was that first one so good? And then it was like,
all right.
Trash.
Shannon. Matilda or Clueless?
Clueless.
Kendra.
Clueless is just more iconic.
All right. And Amanda.
Clueless.
All right.
It's a dress. Says who? Calvin Klein.
I think more Kendra. So Kendra, Precious and Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
All right, Amanda.
Mean Girls.
All right, and Shanna.
Mean Girls.
All right, Amanda, A League of Their Own or Hunger Games?
League of Their Own.
Shanna.
League of Their Own.
Kendra.
I would have went Hunger Games because that movie surprised me that I liked it.
All right, yeah, The League of Their Own will play Legally Blonde in the next round.
Oh, no.
Shanna, The Little Mermaid or Black Swan?
Little Mermaid.
Kendra.
Little Mermaid.
And Amanda.
Black Swan.
Little Mermaid moves on and will play Clueless. Kendra, Bridesmaids or Thelma and Louise?
Bridesmaids.
Amanda.
Bridesmaids.
And Shanna.
Bridesmaids.
And Bridesmaids moves on and we'll play Mean Girls.
And they're basically the same now.
Yeah, they really are.
Amanda, Jackie Brown or Mulan?
Mulan.
Shanna.
Mulan.
Kendra.
I would have gone Jackie Brown.
All right, Mulan moves on. And we're in the very last matchup. Mulan. And whoever wins, we'll play Mulan. Shanna, you first. Lilo and Stitch or Now and Then?
Lilo and Stitch.
Kendra.
Now and Then. I've actually just texted one of my friends the whole plot to the sequel I have in my head. I love that movie.
Ooh, Now and Then would have been a good one to say for that. Mm-hmm.
Their daughters in the 2000s.
Yes.
So, Amanda said Now and Then?
Yes. Kendra, write it.
I'll help. And Now and Then we'll play Mulan in the next round. So we on round four. Are You There, Goddess? Meet Margaret. All making the quarterfinals. The lower part of this bracket will all make us to the final four. Kendra, are you ready?
Yes.
Gravity or Sweet Home Alabama?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Amanda.
He's gone so far.
Yes.
Amanda.
Yes, Sweet Home Alabama.
And Shanna.
Sweet Home Alabama.
And Sweet Home Alabama will play Are You There, Goddess? Meet Margaret. Ooh. Amanda, Beauty and the Beast or Pretty Woman?
I can't pick. Dre, why don't you pick for me?
Beauty and the Beast. Shanna.
I think the likelihood of someone like kidnapping me and letting me live in their house for free and the likelihood of someone paying me for intercourse are both next to nil. So it's like hard for me to like, I think I'm going to have to go with Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast moves on, but Kendra, what would you pick?
You know, I would have picked Pretty Woman. She's an entrepreneur.
Is she?
I mean,
she was helping kids. She's helping, you know, like,
yeah.
All right.
Had money inside her toilet.
Mm-hmm. Shanna, A League of Their Own or Legally Blonde?
A League of Their Own.
Kendra.
Legally Blonde.
Amanda, you are the tiebreaker.
I adore Legally Blonde. It's one of my favorite movies, but A League of Their Own, that amazing group of women, I have to go with that.
All right, A League of Their Own moves on. Kendra, The Little Mermaid or Clueless?
You know? I think I'm going to go with Clueless because Ariel was a little insane. I get why. Prince Eric Z, go for it, girl. But, you know, rein it in. You're 16, so clueless. Yeah. But then she's, you know, Cher's 16 trying to fuck her ex steps or others. So, you know, this is wild. These 16-year-old girls are wild, but clueless.
All right, Amanda.
I mean, yeah, when you watch Little Mermaid as a parent, you realize her dad was not wrong. yeah, clueless.
And you're all like, right. King Triton? All right.
All right, Shanna.
The way your crushes change.
I think I'm gonna have to go Little Mermaid.
Okay, so Clueless moves on and we'll play Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my god. Stop putting it against me.
Amanda, Bridesmaids or Mean Girls?
Bridesmaids.
Shanna.
Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids moves on.
Yep.
But Kendra, what is your pick?
Bridesmaids.
So Bridesmaids moves on and will be the bye into the final four. Okay. However, the next one, whoever wins out this next one, will play Lea or Leon. Shanna, you're first. Now and Then or Mulan?
Mulan.
Kendra.
Now and Then.
Amanda.
Now and Then.
And Now and Then, we'll play League of Their Own. So, I get to fuck with y'all, so I'm going to. So Bridesmaids are making the final four.
Okay.
We have three matches in this round. So, each of you will have the fate of one of these matchups. Wherever you say goes. So, Amanda, A, B, or C?
A for Amanda.
Shanna, B or C?
C for cunt.
You can't say that word on this line. That's one of the four words.
C for catnip.
Wow.
I did not know that was a rule.
Yeah. One of the four words you can't say is that word. It's
correct.
Hard C. Jesus. All right. Okay. So, Amanda, you got A. Kendra got B. Shanna with the hard C. You got C. All right. Okay. So, Amanda, wherever you say goes in this matchup.
Okay.
Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, or Sweet Home Alabama?
Going with Margaret.
All right, but just for dexterity purposes, Kendra, what would you pick?
I'm going to go with my Lord and Savior. God.
And Shanna, what would you have picked?
The best I would go with Margaret.
All right. It'd probably be like Mariah Carey. But
okay.
All right, Kendra, you get to choose whatever goes on in this one.
No, because it's going to be the goal.
Is it Beauty and the Beast or Clueless?
No, I don't handle that one. And she loved him for him. That was a good message. But he was ugly as a human.
Really? Why?
So ugly. Why anime? All that work and then they phoned it in at the end of that movie for animation.
I thought he was adorable as the Beast.
So my mom too. My mom was like, so hot. Clueless though. I have to.
All right, so Clueless will move on, and we'll play Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Oh, God.
Kendra, have you seen Beastly?
Beastly.
It's Alex Pepfer and Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah. Like no. Yeah, I remember this. Yeah, no.
All right.
One of the Olsen twins.
Shannon, for dexterity purposes, Clueless or Beauty and the Beast?
I probably would have gone with Beauty and the Beast.
All right. And Amanda, what are you going with?
Clueless.
All right. So, Shanna, you get to pick. And whoever wins will play Bridesmaids.
Okay.
All right. A League of Their Own or Now and Then?
I'm going A League of Their Own.
All right. A League of Their Own moves on. However, though, Amanda, what would you have picked?
I didn't have to vote in this, so I'm not going to.
Come on, just play.
Okay, fine. I'm sure I would have picked A League of Their Own.
All right, and Kendra would have picked?
I would Now and Then. Fuck a sports movie over a coming-of-age movie any day. I'm just right. Coming-of-age all day, not sports.
So, not your final four is Clueless, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, Bridesmaids, and A League of Their Own. Now, I don't have my bracket anymore because I deleted it to make room. However, though, I still have the social media bracket. Do you remember how many of the final four did they have compared to yours?
I think Amanda? Just a League of Their Own.
Oh, yeah. Just one.
Kendra, you said, yep.
One, right. Yeah, League. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They had for final four, it was The Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
A League of Their Own, The Hunger Games, and Aaron Brockovich.
Oh, those aren't bad.
That was the final four.
We got it way better.
However, though, so whoever wins will go to the finals. Whoever loses goes to the third place game. You have a ranking of 1, 2, 3, and 4. Amanda, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Are you there, God? Is me, Margaret, or Clueless?
I'm going to go with Clueless.
Kendra.
I'm going to go with Are You There, God? I think for females, just Rachel McAdams is so good in that movie.
Shannon, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm going Clueless.
All right, Clueless will go to the finals. Are You There, God? It will go to the third place game. Kendra, A League of Their Own or Bridesmaids?
Bridesmaids.
Shannon.
Bridesmaids.
Amanda.
I would have gone A League of Their Own. But
okay. All right,
I intentionally went with A League of Their Own instead of Now and Then because I knew that Now and Then it would have taken out Bridesmaids.
All right,
that's a hard one. That's a Sophie's Choice. Yeah. Those are like top 10 movies right there.
Ooh, how did Sophie's Choice not make it on this list?
I just went with the list.
Okay, I've never watched Sophie's Choice. What is Sophie's Choice? Like, what is she doing?
Her kids. Like, which ones dies?
Mm-hmm. It's during the Holocaust.
Oh, geez. Honestly, though, like, my mom would choose. She wouldn't. There would be. She'd choose my little brother over the other two of us. Like, I just know. My parents, they're lying. You have a favorite.
According to psychology, you have a favorite everything. You literally have a favorite everything. You might not think you do, but if I said pick your favorite history card, you have one. You just don't know you have one. Everyone has a favorite everything. So,
kids, it's usually the ones that make your life easier. I'm serious. It doesn't mean you love them more, but I mean, if one of your kids is an asshole and the other one was an easy kid, it's like, of course you're my favorite. You didn't make my life hard, but I love you both.
My mom has Demon Demon makes my life difficult every day.
My mom has three kids, and I think I'm fifth after her dog, her two grandsons, and then my little brother, and then probably me. I definitely outdo my older brother because he was the most trouble.
Well, I think grandkids trump the actual kids anyway.
Yeah.
Every single
the time. Boys for my mom, not the nieces. My nieces aren't. They ain't beating me.
All right. Shanna. We're going to do your third place game first.
Okay.
We just went through 104 women-led movies, and I want to thank you ladies for coming on and doing this. This is a fun ride, by the way. All right. How are those, Shanna? How are those, Shanna? I didn't know what the third best movie in this bracket is. Is it number 1, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Or number 19, A League of Their Own?
I'm going to go with It's God, Margaret.
it's Margaret, God.
All right, Amanda.
League of Their Own.
Kendra, you're a tiebreaker.
Are You There, God?
So Are You There, guys, third. And League of Their Own is fourth. But it's not about third. It's about the best. Amanda, we just went through 104. I didn't know what the best woman-led movie is. Is it number 24, Bridesmaids, 2011? Or number 52, Clueless, 1995?
Wow.
Ugh. Damn, that shit made my knees hurt.
I'm going to go with Bridesmaids.
Kendra.
Bridesmaids.
I am shocked as hell with that one.
I love Clueless, but Bridesmaids, like when it came out, I was so struggling in life that Annie was just like, that's what I needed to see.
Okay.
Very near and dear to me.
Well, for dexterity purposes, Shanna.
It would have been Bridesmaids for me too.
Okay. So number 1, Bridesmaids. Number 2, Clueless. Number 3, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Or number 4, The League of Their Own. How do you feel about that?
I think we hit it right on the knot. Or not the knot.
All right.
Kendra, did you want your own bakery called Cock Baby?
That was before I baked, but I mean, that plays into it too. And the whole like having like a cooler friend. I everything about it.
And you could hire hookers to sell the baked goods.
Bringing the ladies.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, I want to thank
you. Would you like a muffin or would you like a muffin?
I want to thank you.
Would you like us to assign someone to butter your muffin?
This is a bakery brothel.
That would make so much money. That would make so much money. God, it's true. You wait to eat at bakery. Why wait? Okay. Anyway, listen. So I want to thank you three ladies. I want to thank you three ladies for coming on. It was a very, very fun thing to do. All right. And let's say our goodbyes, starting with.
Here's a muffin while you get a
blanket.
Here's some frosting for lube.
Real, yeah, I was gonna say we're gonna have to keep the lube and the ice or the icing in the mail.
I am glad that you two don't know what a blumpkin is.
Leave it to me that I do. Yeah,
yeah. A what?
A blumpkin. I'll tell y'all later. I'll tell y'all later what it is, but not now.
All right, I'm Amanda. I'm the host of the Sip List, top 5 podcast, and co-host of An Evening at the Movies. And also with Shanna on Crime Rewind, I'll let her talk about that. But we are in the middle of Women's History Month, so we'll have upcoming top 5 female movie villains, which if you're watching live drops tomorrow, and then Dre and I will be doing top 5 female athletes. So stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Hello, hello. I'm Kendra. I'm going to open a bakery brothel called Buns. But before I do all that, I am the host of Crushgasm. You can find everything at crushgasmpodcast.com. And you can also go to kendrawritestuff.com and find fun listicles that I write that are on the internet to distract you from your jobs. Like, what did I do? All the careers 90s kids wanted. So many marine biologists. And I blame Lisa Frank and Free Willy for that. So thank you.
Don't blame Free Willy. I got a great theme song.
Great song, soundtrack. Oh, best part of that Michael Jackson funeral was I was like, oh, I texted my friend, they're doing it for my song.
Oh, she just froze. Okay.
That's great.
Love.
So is Kendra, you would have to.
Okay. She does open her bakery brothel. Done. I want you to name one after me, and I want you to call it the Muffin Top.
You would have to call it a bakery brothel, because if you called it a brothel bakery, people might think you're cooking the workers.
Yeah, that might be fun, though.
No, no to ovens. Remember, Shanna?
I know. Say no to ovens. I'm Shanna, co-host of Crime Rewind, where we drop a new true crime episode every other Tuesday. Newest episode dropped yesterday, so definitely check that out.
Okay. Again, I want to thank these three ladies for coming on.
Thank you, Dre.
This was very, 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 very fun. and these three ladies know they could always come on to do any brackets they want to come on. And I do have more brackets coming out, like I just did the 80s and 90s JV and varsity TV shows. 2000s coming really, really soon, which to me is harder than the 90s and 2000s for me, because that shit is, oh my God, those shows are. Oh, God damn it. So this coming out as well. 2010's coming out as well. So if you ever want to do one of these brackets, please to let me know. I would never say no. Just got to find a time to do it. But you got to make a bracket. You got to do a bracket that I already made, because even though I love doing these brackets, these are bitch to make. With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.
Bye.
Bye.